The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And in honor of Klay Thompson being back at Chase Center tonight, in a matter of hours, we're giving away a Klay Warriors jersey in the 4 o'clock hour. We've got the Klay Carnival going on out here at Thrive City, right next to where we're broadcasting from, right outside the arena. So stay locked in for all those details. And also, it is why we're having his pops on. Klay Thompson is back in the Bay. Michael Thompson is back on 95.7 The Game on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Wait, you guys have this all wrong. This is insane. you have it right. It is just not just an ordinary November game. It is a very important November game because you guys are missing the real story. This is the opening night of the Emirates Cup where the Lakers are the defending champions.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. I've been trying to tell my partner how important this cup is. And you know what? We want to snatch that cup trophy from LA really, really badly. It's a borderline must win tonight for the Warriors.
That's right. That's the story, Willard. Not that Klay is back. It's the story of the Warriors are trying to dethrone the Lakers from the Emirates Cup.
Okay, first of all, Michael Thompson joining us on the River Islands guest line. I'm not going to let you Thompson family people act like tonight is not hitting you in your emotional muscles. I'm not doing it, Michael. I know you too well. There's no way this isn't all anybody's been thinking about for a while now.
I mean, yeah, it's cool. Klay's coming back to see his former teammates for the first time, playing in front of his great former fans for the first time. Yeah, you're right. They'll give him a nice little tribute tonight and welcome him back and show him appreciation for all the years he spent up there. And then Draymond's going to commit a flagrant foul on him.
Yeah, well, I mean, old times are old times, right, Michael? I mean, but honestly, and I know that you're not going to get to see this, but I wonder how you'd feel if you could. Michael, because it's not just back to see his former brethren and teammates. I'm telling you, man, the plaza outside Chase Center has essentially been dedicated to Klay. The big board on Chase Center, no concert advertisements, no Steph Curry pictures. There's no nothing. It is a rolling set of different pieces of artwork that are all based on Klay. We've set up a carnival based on Klay. Like everything, this whole city was there to film him walk from the hotel to the bus today. The whole thing is about your son, Michael.
And the only thing I care about today is I want one of them captain hats so I can wear it when I go to the Bahamas.
We got you covered, brother.
We got you.
Send me your address, and it's on the way as if I know a box of them aren't already on your doorstep.
No, it's cool. It's really cool for Klay to come back, and I'm sure it's going to be very emotional for him. And you really have to temper your emotions and the sentimentality of it all because you still have a job to do. You still have a game to win. And you can't get all lost in all the ceremonial stuff and the pomp and circumstances and the video chili and everything. That's going to be very special, of course, and I'm sure he's going to appreciate it all. But you really have to get your mind ready to play after all the welcoming ceremonies is over with. So, but still, it's very nice for the Warrior fans and the organization to bring it, to welcome him back the way they're going to do that tonight.
Where is he on the sentimentality scale, Michael? I know that he's been talking about, you know, locking in, and it's a new team and they're struggling a little bit with just 5-5 record so far. Is he more of a, at the end of the career, reflection guy than maybe doing it tonight?
Oh, no, not, definitely not. Play just lives in the moment. And the team, the Mavericks, have had some tough losses early, and all he cares about is winning this game tonight and getting them back on the right track the way the Warriors have been at the start of this season. So he's not thinking about, boy, my time is winding down. He's just living in the moment and trying to make the most out of today.
Michael Thompson with us here on Willard and Dibbs as we celebrate Clay Day. Michael, I wonder if you could take us back to when the relationship between Clay Thompson and the Warriors got started, like even before the draft. Bob Myers was on our station earlier today sharing a story of a dinner that was, I think, just a party of five. And it was Larry, and it was Bob, and it was Clay, and it was you, and it was Julie. And that's it. What do you remember from that dinner?
Oh, it was just a great time to get used to everybody, get to know everybody. And it was so flattering that the Warriors thought that much of Clay, that they want to bring us out to dinner to get to know us as a family, to get to know Clay behind the scenes. So it's very flattering that such a prestigious franchise was interested in bringing Clay on board. I mostly remember is the great Jerry West, after watching Clay work out at the L.A. Clippers practice facility down here in L.A., walked up to me and said, "We're going to draft your boy, Michael. We love him." So once Jerry West gave me that kind of confirmation, then I knew everything was going to be cool. Because if you can get that kind of opinion from Jerry West, then you know you've got your foot in the door and you're headed in the right direction.
So when the draft happens and Sacramento trades up to number 10 and takes Jimmer Fredette, at that moment, did you kind of have an inkling that this was actually going to happen with Jerry West and the Warriors taking Clay?
Yeah, I knew it because at the time, Wayne Cooper, my former teammate, the late Wayne Cooper, passed away a few years ago. He was an assistant GM for the Kings, and he was begging the Kings to draft Clay because he liked Clay. And Jeff Petrie at the time and the Sacramento Kings were all in on Jimmer Fredette because Fredette was the Caitlin Clark of college basketball at the time. So they thought he'd be a huge gate attraction for Sacramento. So they were all bought in on him. And Wayne Cooper told me, man, he was begging them to take Clay, that he'd be a better fit for the King Kings. So once I knew the Kings weren't going to draft Clay, then I figured from what I understood from Bill Duffy, Clay's agent at the time, that the Warriors were definitely going to draft him.
Michael, I wonder, since you brought up Jerry West, if you could also take us through the experience of what actually happened with these rumors about Clay Thompson for Kevin Love, right? There's all these trade rumors out there, and the story goes, and I'm sure there's more to it than this, but the story that's out there with fans is you know, Jerry West pounded on a table and told the Warriors, don't do this. That's the wrong thing to do. What do you know about that experience and what those discussions were like?
That's exactly what happened. Clay came very close to being a Minnesota Timberwolf and playing for my former college teammate Flip Saunders. Matter of fact, we talked about it. The rumors were so strong that the Warriors are going to trade for Kevin Love, and Clay was a little distraught about that because he loved playing with Steph and Draymond and the guys. He loved the Bay Area, wasn't looking forward to going to Minnesota. So I was talking to him about it. I said, well, Clay, if this trade goes through, you're going to love playing for Flip Saunders. He's a great guy. He's a good coach. He'll know how to utilize you with Ricky Rubio at the time. So if you do have to get traded, Minnesota will be a perfect spot for you because Flip Saunders is one of the smart coaches in the league. So we actually talked about it like that. But of course, Jerry West and also Steve Kerr, I guess, put his foot down and said, nope, we cannot do this. And if Jerry West said, if you trade Clay, then you don't need me around him anymore if you're a consultant, and he was going to resign.
Yeah, and that was a smart thing to do at the time because, I mean, the rest is four championships in history. And then we get to this past season, Michael, and this past summer, and it becomes kind of clear that the two sides are going to part ways. What was that like for Clay and you and the family to realize that it was time for him to go to a new team?
That was disappointing. I was hoping, along with Draymond and Steph, like Dirk Nowitzki did, and Kobe and Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, some of the other great, great players in the history of the game were able to stay with one franchise their whole career. So I was hoping that he and Steph and Draymond would all go out together in a 3-4 years together. So I was disappointing that that wasn't allowed to happen. So still disappointed about it. He's made a good choice going to Dallas. It's a great franchise, playing with some great players there. But I wish that he could have stayed with the Warriors his whole career.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's lots of feelings there. I mean, Michael, I wonder, you know, again, if you can shed some light on what we all out in the public feel we know about a situation. It's been shared now by all sides that the last 2 years were really, really mentally tough for Clay. And I know how close you guys are, so I'm sure that you're involved in talking to him constantly about what he was experiencing, feeling. What can you share about that? What was Clay going through the last couple of years?
Oh, he was just happy and thankful to be back there playing, basically. Yeah, he wanted to sign an extension and stay with the Bay Area, but he couldn't overlook, he couldn't forget about the big picture, how he came back from two significant injuries, devastating injuries, and was able to continue his career. So even though things didn't work out organizationally with the Warriors, I told him to stay on the positive side and just be thankful that you can still play 3 or 4 more years. That's the bottom line.
How do you think that he's fitting in with his new team? I know that they're off to a little bit of a slow start, and he had a great start to his season in Dallas, and maybe he's leveled off a little bit. When you watch Mavericks basketball, what do you make of Clay and the fit with Luka and Kyrie?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's a different style, that's for sure, because Luka and Kyrie are so ball dominant. And sometimes the smart-up shooters have to stand and watch. But I like the way the Warriors play for Clay's system, moving the ball and man movement, ripping the ball around. And so hopefully Dallas will get back to that style or get to that style eventually and really take advantage of what Clay can give them. But I prefer playing a system the way the Warriors move the ball or the way the Toronto Raptors move the ball, watching those guys, or the Indiana Pacers, fast pace. Sometimes the Mavericks can get a little too slow paced, and Clay would be better suited when they play quick.
Michael, I know you keep such a close eye on all these teams. I mean, are you a little surprised at the way the Warriors have started, particularly now that they don't have Clay?
But yeah, of course. They went into Boston and whooped up on Boston. Yeah, they had a hiccup in Cleveland, but then they go into Oklahoma City and spanked those guys too. So yeah, the Warriors, they're very deep. Like, they've got shooters up and down that roster. They're unselfish, well-coached. So yeah, they and the Cavaliers are the two surprise teams in the East in the NBA right now. The Cavaliers still undefeated, and the Warriors right there at the top of the Western Conference. So, yeah, I knew the Warriors would be good, because as long as you have Steph and Draymond, they're going to be a playoff contender. But, yeah, it surprised me that they're this good so early.
And even going to Oklahoma City and beating a Thunder team, and I know they lost Chet Holmgren pretty early in that ball game with the bad hip injury, but is that a win where you look at it and you think maybe this Warrior team could be better than most people think?
Oh, yeah, that's a signature win to go into Oklahoma City, even though Chet Holmgren got hurt. But to go there and to dominate the Thunder the way they did, even though, like I said, Holmgren didn't play most of the game, but still, that's a very impressive win.
Michael Thompson is with us here on Withered and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Michael, the press conferences Clay has had the last 48 hours, I know you get it because he's got to lock in. He's got a job to do, as you said. But Warrior fans, I think they hear what he says, and they're kind of like it feels a little hard to hear, I guess, right? They're calling this just another game, and the Warrior chapter is closed. Even though all those things are true, what would you say to a Warrior fan that's like, wait a minute, like when is that chapter going to be open again?
The players say that just to temper their emotions, not to get too caught up and too overhyped, and then you get out of your game. So guys try to downplay certain situations just to remain calm and keep the adrenaline from getting a little too overpowered. So that's why players say that kind of stuff. Just another game. We all know it's just not another game. It's a special game, and this reunion game tonight.
So what do you foresee Klay Thompson and his relationship with Warriors, the Warriors fans, and the Bay Area? Like, what do you foresee that being after he's done playing?
Well, he'll be around. You know, Klay's the guy who will show up every now and then because he's got to get his number retired, get a statue put outside Chase Center. Probably, hopefully, a boat will be included in the statue. And Rocco's. He'll be around when he retires eventually because he's got such a good relationship with the Bay Area fans and the Bay Area itself that he considers that part of his home too.
What do you like in this departure too, Michael? Is there another player that you can remember in the time that you've been here? And I was talking to Mark about the list of players who've won more than four titles and gone on to play elsewhere. And it's a short list. It's Jordan, it's Pippen, it's Kurt Rambis, it's Derek Fisher. Is there any other departure that you can think about that compares to this one with Klay leaving after 13 years and four titles?
Well, Scottie Pippen leaving the Bulls and going back, Tony Parker leaving the Spurs to go to Charlotte, and then, of course, going back to San Antonio to play. So this has happened before many times throughout NBA history where guys have won multiple titles over a decade with one franchise, eventually leave and then come back with another team. So this isn't rare or exceptional.
Michael Thompson, Clay's dad, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, if this were a perfect world, would tonight be happening a little bit later? I mean, this departure just happened 4 months ago.
I mean, yeah, you could build up to it, I guess, and save it until around the All-Star break or something like that and really let it build up. But no, I think it's cool whenever it happened on opening night or a month into the season. It was going to happen, so whether now or 2 months from now, it doesn't matter.
Have you and Klay talked about how to conduct himself tonight or how to handle it? I mean, did you recommend that he takes the mic and address the crowd? What do you think would be the right thing to do for Klay coming back tonight in this moment?
Knock down about 10 threes. That's all he's got to do. That would be the perfect way to hello to the fans. And of course, I think the Warrior fans would love that as long as the Warriors ended up winning the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that is probably the majority opinion. Did you see Draymond say that he's going to run through Klay's chest?
Yeah. I expected him to say that. I just hope that when he does it, the Warriors will be in the penalty, so at least Klay gets a couple of free throws out of it.
Yeah, there you go.
He hasn't missed a free throw yet this year, I think.
That's right, yeah, 100%. So doesn't shoot that many, but yeah, he led the league last year in free throw percentage. People don't even realize that.
So, Michael, I mean, on a more a real front, like the on-court interactions between these three who have been together forever, for, you know, their whole careers, what do you expect that to be like and feel like for them?
Oh, they'll be out there giggling and tickling each other as they compete. You know, they'll be side-eyeing each other, talking a little trash. So that's all part of it. That's the way it should be tonight. So, Draymond will be talking, you know, and Steph is a kind of a trash talker himself. He does it a little slyer, a little bit of on the slide, but there'll be some talking going back and forth between those three tonight.
Hey, Dad, what are your emotions about this tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, it's sad. Like I said, I wish he was could have stayed a Warrior his whole career, but as long as he plays well, that's all I care about.
And hey, you don't really need a captain's hat, do you? Like, they sent some to you guys, didn't they?
Not yet. I don't have one yet, so they better send me some because I need it when I cruise on my yacht in the Bahamas.
There you go. We got a couple of extra, Michael. We can make sure that we send on down your way.
Send me a text. We'll get you some hats.
All right.
Michael, thank you, my man.
Okay, guys. I'll be watching from down here, so check. Hopefully, Clay will have a good game, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, and you don't think the Lakers are actually a threat this year in the West, do you?
Of course they are. But 6-4, why wouldn't we be? We have two of the top 10 players in the game. Why wouldn't the Lakers be a threat?
I think it's because they're holding Bronny down. They need to get him back into the rotation, Michael.
Hey, he couldn't hurt. I like that kid, man. He reminds me of Gary Payton II.
Can you imagine actually playing in a game with Clay the same way LeBron and Bronny did?
Well, I would have to start like when I was 18 years old, but no. By the time Clay was of age, I was ready for a walker.
Hey, man, all the best to you and the fam, okay, Michael?
All right, guys, good to talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.